I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Decisions by the U.S. and South Korea have silenced 80% of foreign radio broadcasts reaching North Koreans since May. Eric Foley of the Voice of the Martyrs Korea.
But this is a huge development, and the motivations for doing it certainly relate to trying to change the relationship with North Korea, hoping that not broadcasting will appease North Korea.
Fewer broadcasts make remaining Christian content easier for North Koreans to find, but it also means the regime has more resources to block that content. VOM Korea is adding a fifth daily broadcast of scripture and sermons, and you can help this mission by daily prayer.
The difference between, you know, facing a 40% signal jam and a 39% signal jam may truly be the difference between a person being saved and a person not hearing the gospel at all.
And yesterday, we mentioned the Milan Congress of 1880 and its harmful impact on deaf education. Decisions made at Milan removed access to sign language, which stopped deaf students from learning. In a similar way, deaf communities today are cut off from the gospel because it's not available in the language they understand best. Rob Myers of Door International explains.
Access to sign language means access to information. You have to have access to information in order to have access to the gospel and to understand who Jesus is.
Door International meets this need by training deaf missionaries and translating scripture into sign languages. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
There's some great information from deaf leaders in the field about how to effectively share the gospel with deaf people. There's access to scripture that's been translated.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.